The trial of Hancock drone war crimes resistors continues later today in a town of DeWitt courtroom. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the men and women, mostly from upstate New York, are defending themselves from charges of trespassing after an October protest of the use of unmanned aerial drones at Hancock Air Base in Mattydale.
The 16 defendants contend their blockade of the entrance to the airbase is not a crime. The crime they see is
the killing of civilians, the war of aggression, the violation of national sovereignty.
Claire Grady of Ithaca and other defendants say when they go to Hancock, they're calling for a halt of the use of drones, which they contend violates international law. This isn't the first time defendant Marianne Grady Flores of Ithaca has been in a DeWitt courtroom defending herself against trespass charges, and she believes the upstate drone resistors are part of a growing movement.
There is a world crescendo of communities and cities and countries around the world that are saying no to the drones. So we want to join voices with them.
Before the trial began Friday, one of the defendants pleaded guilty to trespass, leaving 15 activists returning to court this evening to continue making their case. All are members of the Upstate Coalition to Ground the Drones and End All Wars. Hancock is a target because the MQ-9 Reaper drones are piloted from the Air National Guard base near Syracuse. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.